In just 1 year she started?
No, about two, I guess. Two, a year and a half, 2 years. I guess she figured she better just join me because she couldn't beat me. But she used to, I used to say, go get the dog. And she said, what? The dog. She said, I'll go get the dog. Now it's dog.
You don't think she influenced you?
No, I don't think so. Unless you hear something coming out of here that doesn't sound Texas. just always talked just slow and drawly. She used to laugh. No, I met up when I met her brother, he talked the same way, and they just had a big laugh over the way I talked. They thought it was something else. I was laughing at them. I didn't understand half what they said.
Where is she from again?
Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
Up around Fort Wayne. A little place called Bluffton.
Have you ever been up there?
No. Not yet, but I suppose I'll have to one of these days. Her parents have been down here. They came down here last October and stayed about a month with us. They got a kick out of the way I talk, too. I don't think it's going to sound terrible coming out of here because I've done some of this stuff before, and then when they play it back, I think, Lord, that can't be me, but it is.
You said after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries them.
Or in clear water.
Rinses them. Mm-hmm. Rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Well, here you get into dishcloth or dish rag. I guess if you use the word dish rag in referring to the cloth that you dry them with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which you'd pin down to the one you dry them with. I guess dishcloth.
Dishcloth?
I don't know ever using a word. What's the first one you asked me about there? A dish?
First of all, when you're washing them, then when you're drying them.
When you're drying them, you dry them with a dishcloth.
Uh-huh. What about when you're washing them?
Well, I guess I don't remember ever using anything like that to wash them with. I guess it'd be dish rag, that little doobie you used in there to scrape them off with.
Okay. What about the thing you used to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
funnel?
And something that if you were... wanted your horse to go faster, you could hit him with a
whip.
And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And a long time ago, people would take corn to the mill to be ground. Did you ever hear an expression relating to the amount of corn that they'd take at one time?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear of a turn of corn?
No.
What about if someone got as much wood as he could carry? He'd say he had a, in his arms, he'd say...
armload?
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, he'd say he just had a...
half a load?
Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, he'd say that he was...
Excuse me, run that back?
If someone had a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along, you'd say he's...
driving his wagon?
Okay. Or he's what wood? He's...
hauling wood?
And if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain around it and we... what it out of the way?
We, dragged it out of the way?
Okay. You'd say, we have what many logs out of the road?
We've dragged a lot of logs out of the road.
Okay, and you have to tie a chain around it in order to...
drag it.